Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Jobs, jobs, jobs. This has been a litany intoned by politicians of all stripes and hues the world over as we face the consequences of changing financial structures and conditions, fiscal uncertainty, global unemployment, income inequality, ideological disagreement, and strategies for solution to the serious economic volatility of the past few years. Work lies at the heart of the global economy. We look to governments for the policies and actions, ideas and incentives to mobilize recovery. We look to central banks, legislators, corporations, and leaders for the capitalization and investment to create employment, expand wages, develop new products, and satisfy the economic and social demands as an essential alternative to continuing worldwide uncertainty and unrest. We look to labor to exercise and satisfy our demands, the too often unrecognized asset value of the men and women whose skill and dedication still makes everything work. Maritime industry is both signifier and contributor to our security and stability. More than 80% of all international trade moves across the ocean. Consider the extent of this reach as a global employer in such areas as shipbuilding, ocean transportation, port operations, shipping and cruise lines, offshore energy rigs and platforms for oil, gas, wind, and tidal, underwater pipelines, ferries, salvage operators, insurance companies, admiralty lawyers, exploration activities, and all the other endeavors at sea that not always known or recognized encompass the vast ocean contribution to the world economy. They are all mariners and indispensable. A 2023 UN review of maritime transport describes the current situation as an industry that has showed remarkable resilience, adapting to new, lengthier trade routes. Maritime trade volumes dipped in 2022, but are on track for above 2% growth through 2028. In the energy sector, the oil and gas trade surged in 2022 as pandemic restrictions eased. Tanker and dry bulk rates, key industry barometers, have also shown positive trends. Tanker freight rates, crucial for oil and gas transport, peaked in 2022 and remain strong. Dry bulk rates, affecting commodities like grain and coal, were volatile in 2022. Rates have since rebounded as demand surged and China's industries recovered. To sustain resilience against future challenges, especially climate change, the sector must not only accelerate decarbonization, but also enhance port efficiency and adopt new technologies, focusing on the needs of developing economies. Port operations must be prepared to meet these trends. Port facilities must be protected from changing factors, such as sea level rise and changing patterns of extreme weather. Recently in the U.S., seafarer and stevedore unions have been engaged in contract negotiations, with threatened strikes suggesting possible supply problems for retailers in the slowly recovering American markets. Oil and gas companies continue to announce new discoveries and expanded volumes from existing wells, and the sudden arrival of significant new supplies of natural gas from inland fracking operations and tar sands extraction has suggested the U.S. may soon be transformed from an energy importer to an energy exporter, reversing the direction of exchange, but not diminishing the maritime requirements. Finally, the installation of major offshore wind farms, literally thousands of towers projected that must be constructed, delivered, installed, operated, supplied, and maintained by marine services, onshore facilities, and ships and boats of all sizes for all service will be a formidable maritime driver for the future. This all adds up to much work to be done by human hands, enabled by technology, most of it outside normal consumer awareness. Work at sea is a worldwide social endeavor. It is more than a lesser element in the economy of things, but is rather a greater force in an interconnected economy of people, perhaps faceless, but essential to how the world works. Every time you look out to the ocean, look beyond the wind, wave, color, and light, and know what you are seeing is a massive complex of global activity, of human vitality and value, of jobs, 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 of the maritime endeavor that connects all things. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.